Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by Drupalize Me. Become a Drupal super genius from the convenience of your own living room. Lullabot's extensive Drupal training library contains almost 200 hours of streaming video, including in-depth classes on subjects such as CCK, Views, Drupal theming, jQuery and JavaScript, Drupal performance and scalability, and new Drupal 7 specific videos being released every month. Get immediate access to the entire library when you become a member. For more information, visit drupalize.me today. Go, Drupalize yourself.
My name is Aaron Winborn. I'm a developer for Ivomatic, have been working with Drupal for about 5.5 years now, and a large amount of that time has gone into media. I have a very strong interest in multimedia and in Drupal anyway. Let's see, where we are right now is we have a beta that's out. Hooray! We're actually at beta 3 now. The media module is fairly stable. You can use it, depending on your needs, you can use it right out of the box. There are some things that don't quite work right yet. For instance, audio and text and PDF files. But in general, it works very well. We have a nice browser interface and API working up there. There was a panel yesterday that I presented with Jacob Singh from Acquia. And it was an awesome demo. We showed a media gallery, which works in conjunction with the media module. There's a very large ecosystem that works with media, because media is an API. It's not actually meant to stand alone. You use it in conjunction with other modules, depending on what your needs are. So there's a lot to be done still. We need to get the provider modules working with it. So right now you can use it with YouTube and Flickr and then your local file system. But there are a ton of providers from Drupal 6 that need to be ported to 7 to work with media. We need to make sure that we have Views integration working. We need to be able to browse through your file system as if it had folders. We need to have fine-grain permissions. So there's still a big to-do list, and we're definitely looking for help. We've had about 20 people who've been working with the media project over the last 3 years to get it to the point where it is now. But everybody's doing it in their spare time, though, so it's not like one person is responsible for everything. We have like a mini core group going on with media. There are simple tests that we run everything through. We have a patch review system. So we want to make sure that the module is stable, that it's usable. We want it to be core ready, which is in fact the, I'm going to Boff in just a few minutes to talk about what parts of media can be pulled into core for Drupal 8. So we're looking at long-term there too.
Cool, so what other like new things can the media module do that you couldn't really do at all in Drupal 6?
The media API builds on the core file API and stream wrappers that were pushed into Drupal 7. And right now, that is the main thing. It's actually just tapping into functionality that was in a core that nobody could do in 6, which was having a unified file management. Media doesn't actually provide that. That's actually in core. Media is just taking advantage of it. It happens to be the first module taking advantage of that. But in Drupal 6, you could not treat your files and remote streams the same from the file standpoint. There were modules that worked around that, and one of the problems was that you had all these media developers, everybody reinventing the wheel, trying to figure out how can I treat YouTube videos the same as my images on my local file system versus audio files I might be pulling from a CDN or S3 or something. And so you could do all of those things, but it required hybrid solutions and sometimes hacking core file tables, a big no-no. It just does it more cleanly now. So we take advantage of the entity system that is in core now. We take advantage of file API and stream wrappers. And we're taking advantage of the Styles module, which is another API that lives outside of Media. And we're just using that to put it all together in a nice package that allows developers to be able to extend that in ways unforeseen. I don't know what it's going to look like in a year, because it's an API. It allows people to do all kinds of really cool, interesting things.
What have you seen so far with what people are doing with it, or you know, what makes you really excited about the possibilities, about what, if hasn't been done, what could be done?
Well, the main visible thing that's out has to be Drupal Gardens. I'm not plugging that or anything, but Acquia has done an awesome job in packaging that within the Drupal Garden. So somebody who wants to see what Media can do, all you need to do is go over to Drupal Gardens and set up a site and take a peek, and you can try to write it there live. And I don't know of any other sites that are using it. I know that there are, because according to the usage stats, there's about 2,000 sites already using Media. I don't know who they are, because they aren't coming to me and saying, hey, I'm using it. I have a lot of people saying, hey, that's a really great module, I love it, and everything, but I don't know what sites are using it other than Drupal Gardens. I'm not using it myself other than on just personal blog stuff. But Avomatic is getting ready to deploy some sites, but we don't have anything right now out there. So I can't say who's using it. I just know there are a lot of people using it.
And what are the implications of using a Media as an entity? I know, you know, with nodes going away, things are fields, and, you know, clusters of fields are kind of like entities or bundles. So talk a bit about, like, what this gives you in Drupal 7.
Yeah, Media as an entity is probably one of the most powerful pieces of it. It's like any of the pieces are exciting from a development standpoint around having your file API, having your remote streams managed in the same way or whatever. But probably the most exciting visible piece, other than the browser itself, which is a really nice interface, is the entity system. This allows us to add fields to files, and that has never been possible. So that now you can have taxonomy directly on your Media. You could add a text field, and so you can label your Media. It's all packaged right there with the Media. It's using the entity system. It's all plug and play. It's really some exciting stuff that is going to come from that. Just looking at metadata, once people start hooking this in RDF, we're going to see the potential for semantic Media web, or semantic web Media, or semantic Media, I don't know. It's just really exciting potentials out there with this.
And finally, what do you have to get to go from a beta to an official 1.0, like official release for the Media module?
Well, we're very close. There are a couple of features that need to get in there, so that we have to have views integration as a must, and the permissions that I mentioned, that's a must. Maybe be able to browse your folders of Media. That could be handled by a contrib module, I guess. I don't know. There's a Media bonus pack that does some of this. But we've got to get at least these two features in there. Once that's in there, and then the same with Drupal, when we have no critical bugs, then we'll roll a release. So when that's going to happen might be the end of this week, might be next month, but it's soon.
Cool. Any other final thoughts about the Media module?
We need you, whoever's listening here. We need people to come in and contribute in whatever way is possible, whether that is as a developer, that's awesome. If you want to learn how to develop with Media, that's awesome. If you want to just help review patches, that's awesome. If you want to come and write documentation, if you have one of these thousands of websites out there that's using it and you want to just say, hey, I'm using this, look at this, and you have a nice little use case, that's awesome. So that's what I want. I want people to become involved in Media.
Cool. Well, thanks.
Thank you.